Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of Flat Out Cleaning Amazingness. As always, I start the show by telling you what an amazing community you have been. Thank you so much for subscribing, rating, and reviewing on iTunes, for sharing and liking and subscribing on YouTube, for hanging out in the Facebook group, all the participation that you give, all the kind and loving emails that you give. You are an amazing group of people. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You and you are only are why we continue doing this day in, day out. That said, if you want the latest and greatest on how to get all of the financial and time freedom that probably got you into the cleaning business, how to finally make your cleaning business behave and do what you want it to do, everything that we've done, 300 podcasts, blogs, videos, all the resources, the entire Clean Profit Method, everything you need to grow a cleaning business is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out right now. Today, we are chatting with Tim Maloney from Dirt Doctors Cleaning Services. Dirt Doctors has been serving the greater Pittsburgh area since 1994 with both residential and commercial cleaning. If you'd like to reach out to Tim and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.dirtdoctorscleaning.com. Tim, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. Hey, I noticed in the notes, it looks like you guys have got just under 30 contractors or employers or cleaners. Is that correct?
Yes, we have. We've had as much as 40. We're about 27 right now. We pretty much always use W-2 employees. We don't do subcontracting.
Good for you.
So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. Right, well, I'm going to ask you a random question that wasn't planned, but I'm a big fan of commercial or residential. And I find very few larger companies, you know, over 20 employees, that do both. Can you just share? I'd love to hear your perspective on what that experience has been like doing commercial and residential growing. Is it something you'd recommend? Is it tricky? Has it helped your growth? Inhibited it? Talk to me.
Well, if you want to keep your sanity, I recommend not doing it. It's definitely a little tricky.
Fair.
But here's the deal. We actually started off, believe it or not, it was me and another guy in 1994 doing residential.
The other dirt doctor, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he is no longer a dirt doctor, so we have since parted ways. But we, back in the day, we wanted to be paid right away. And as you know, with residential, you usually get a check within 24 hours or whatever. So that's one of the reasons we decided to go into the residential first, so we could build up some cash. And then we knew down the road we'd probably do commercial. And I didn't plan on keeping both, but it just ended up happening. It's actually worked out pretty well for us, to be honest.
Well, I'm going to give a big fat tease, and I love hearing other perspectives, right? Because I definitely feel strongly about the way I coach, but not ignorant enough to think that my way is the only way and there aren't other people being successful doing it different ways. That said, I'm going to give a big tease and say, hey, for all of you Clean Profit Method members, you know that you should be getting paid in advance, not right away, but in advance, whether you're commercial or residential. So there's that little tease for all of you that don't understand. You have to get to the Clean Profit Method and figure out exactly how to do that. All right, we got off track, but Tim, anytime I hear someone that's had some success and doing both, I always want to hear how that worked, because I'm always trying to learn, right? And I know what's worked for me and what I've coached lots of people to do. But again, there's more than one way to grow a business, and I always love hearing others. That said, now that you've contributed to our audience, what can I do for you, man? What's going on in your world that hopefully I can bring some value to you at?
Well, you know, we're fairly successful. I would say my biggest challenge is just staying ahead of the curve as far as bringing in new business in a way that like builds momentum. So we seem to do it in chunks, and then there's nothing that happens for like a while. And you know, that's never good, because you want to keep growing. And so my main question that I would like to find out from you is, how do I set more appointments, especially on the commercial end? Because honestly, on the residential end, they seem to find me just through my website. So that's not like a problem. Commercial's a little different. You have to market more, I understand that, to get more commercial clients. But so, main question would be, how do I set more appointments? How do I get more leads in the commercial office space?
Yeah, it's funny. On the residential, I couldn't agree more. It's like, residential getting clients is like, all right, as a good looking woman, how do I get more dates? It's like, I don't walk outside. Like, it's pretty easy. And then commercials, like, as a big fat old man like me, how do I get more dates? Well, now we got a plan. That's a different kettle of fish. So,
that is so true.
And I will say, for residential, if you want a client tomorrow, you can start working today and make that happen. For commercial, if you want a client tomorrow, the best time to start working on that client is 3 to 6 months ago. So that's kind of the overriding thing. All right. That said, I'm going to give you an obvious kind of no duh, but also probably something you may not have been doing, and you'd be like, oh, you know what? That's not new information, but I do need to get back to that. And then I'll kind of give you some more detailed stuff that might actually be new information. Sound fair?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks.
So first and foremost, and again, this is one of my things, one of my drums I'm beating all the time is, we are always, always, always marketing, always client attracting. And we're always marketing for employees, right? Some people are like, oh, I'm fully staffed. We're not hiring. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. We are always hiring. Same thing with, we're really busy. We're not looking for clients right now. Wrong, wrong, and wrong. The time that you most need to be looking for clients is when you have clients, because we understand that, again, if you do it right, and can you get lucky and some weird thing happened and some guy called today and you start tomorrow? Sure. Could you win the lottery? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's not a plan, right? That's not a plan for success. That's right. That's a hope. Right. Yeah. So can good things happen? Yeah, I guess. Is that the way to grow a business? Well, no, we'll take them, but let's not make that our plan. So the plan is to have a consistent system of client attraction. When you're really busy and have all the clients you could stand, that system is working. When you're really slow, that system is still, we're not panicking. We're not going into panic. Oh my gosh, I need something today. Cause that's how you underbid and take on a crappy customer that you know you shouldn't take. Same on the employee side, right? That warm body syndrome. You get this, you know, shark eyed, dead behind the eyes guy sitting across from you saying he'll show up. You know it's the wrong guy, but he said he'll show up and he can fog a mirror, so he gets in. Same with customers. So the big formula, big secret, and then we'll kind of drill down on exactly how to do that, is to constantly have marketing systems working all the time. When we're busy, we have our marketing, our client attraction systems working. When we're slow, we have our client attraction systems working. We never ever get to the point where most people do, which is, oh my gosh, I've got too many customers. Where am I going to get these employees? Drop everything on the client attraction, employee, employee, employee. And then we finally get that fire kind of put out. We got enough employees and, oh good Lord, there's no customers coming in. I drop all the employee stuff back to the cut. And we just go back and forth and you know, kind of two steps forward and a step and a half backwards. And we try and eke out a living. The right answer is, we have a system that we put in place, and we're constantly tweaking and monitoring both of those systems, but we don't stop and start either. Is that an okay foundation to build from?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm a big believer in systems. I think I have a sales system. Probably not as good as what you have. Hiring system, financial, you know, obviously you need systems in your business. Otherwise, you just have a bad job, as somebody told me one time. Which I think a lot of people in the cleaning business, it's kind of the way it comes across to them. It's like a bad job. They wish it wouldn't have. But so, yeah, I guess my question is, I don't know how much of the system you want to reveal.
No, we're going to go, I'm going to go into all that. I'm going to reveal everything I can in the time we got. But I just want to have that foundation of, nothing's going to work if you do it 4 days at a time and then you quit, and and a month later you come back and hit it for a week or two, and then 3 weeks later you come back for 3 days. It's got to be a consistent thing. So without that foundation, it's not that I want to share with you. I'm just saying it won't work if it does, it's not done consistently. Gotcha. So I just want to make sure we're on that.
I have been guilty. Sorry to talk over you. I have definitely been guilty of what you just said.
We all have. A little while. There's two kinds of people. Yeah. People that have been guilty of that and liars. Those are the two kinds of people. So I'm glad I'm talking to a guy telling the truth. Because
I'm definitely going to tell the truth because, you know, I want help. So, yeah.
Well, absolutely. And the guy you're talking to is guilty. The reason I get so uptight about this is I've done it. And I've seen it kick me in the nuts and not work for me. So I'm the guy. I'm not the parent that's like, I've never, you know, done this bad thing, drugs or smoking or whatever, therefore you shouldn't. I'm like, oh, I've been there and done that. So I know that this doesn't work because I've done it. So, all right, now that we've established we need to do these processes and systems consistently. They don't work part-time or a little on, a little off. Let's talk about what that looks like. So what I don't like doing, and you can absolutely build a business, it just it's hard to scale. It's hard to get past a couple $1 million doing this. But just to acknowledge, you can just hustle. There are folks that people like. They're good salespeople. They're good networkers. They're just always out and about, and people know them and like them. And you can build $1 million, maybe even a two if you're charming as all get out, $1 million business. But it's hard to go past that, and you got to keep hustling. As soon as you quit or take a break or get sick or want to do something different, it all stops and goes backward and falls apart. So that said, we want to replace goods. So either you got great salespeople, which are expensive, hard to find, hard to maintain, and hard to make pay, or you have great marketing systems and easy right. salespeople, right? If you got great marketing, my whole marketing is this podcast. I'm happy to be a good salesperson, but I don't have to be. My whole sales process is people email me or call me and go, please, 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 I've listened to your podcast. I know you can help me. What does it look like? How can I give you money? And I tell them, that's my sales process. Easy sales process, anyone could do it. Because I've got really good marketing. Mm-hmm. So I always coach people to create an amazing marketing system to get people to know, like, and trust you, come to you knowing that you're the solution, and then the sales process is just helping them. Most people do the opposite, which is, you know, we'll have a website and kind of throw some money here, throw some money there. Maybe we'll give the Facebook guy a couple bucks. Maybe we'll give the Yelp guy or who, you know, whatever guy comes by and says, give me money and I'll help you. We'll throw them some money and hope for the best. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking to create a system where people systematically know, like, and trust you, right? We've got tens of thousands of downloads or views on this podcast every month. So every month there's a new batch of people that come in and they know, like, and trust me without me doing anything, right? You and I are recording this podcast now. A year and a half from now, 319 people, totally making that up, could be more, could be less, no idea, are going to listen to this. And four of them are going to go, that guy's a freaking genius. You know, keep in mind, 315 are going, what a loser, not interested. But four are going to go, I love this guy, I need help. And they're going to call me and ask to give me money, and that'll be that. So we want to create systems. And you see how I do this once, and I could be on the beach in Bermuda. Well, whoever, you know, listens to this podcast, contacts me, right? I don't have to keep, I mean, I keep doing it because I love it, but it's a system. Right. If I stopped, we've got 300 podcasts. I could probably go release the first one and no one would know. And I could take 3 years off and just, you know, redo them all. Anyway, that's what we want to do for you. So you're probably going, great, I don't want to do a podcast. What does that look like for commercial cleaning? First of all, you could, by the way. And here's a kind of advanced tip. I started with just the podcast. We doubled our audience when we went to YouTube. Guess how much extra work it was for me to start a YouTube channel? None. I literally
not much.
None. I just turned a camera on, and instead of just posting it to iTunes, I posted to YouTube. Hi, YouTube. YouTube and iTunes. Literally no extra work. And then to go, well, hey, sometimes people, literally double my audience. And then on top of that, I pay some guy that, an American dude, I think he's living in Thailand, pay him like, I don't know, 20, 30 bucks a month, or not a month, an episode, to just listen to the podcast and write a blog, like, here's what Mike said, because I'm too lazy to do it. And now that certainly didn't double my audience again, but say that adds another 10 or 20%. So whatever system you're doing, and we're going to talk about exactly what you could do for commercial, you want to leverage it, right? So if you do create content, if you do write a blog, it doesn't cost you anything to literally just read that blog on a microphone and submit it to iTunes. Guess what? Boom, you got a podcast. If you video yourself reading that blog and put it on YouTube, boom, you got a YouTube channel. So it feels like I'm putting out a wall of content, right? Because we do two podcasts per week. Each one takes me about a half hour. So about an hour a week I spend, and we've got two podcasts, two blogs, and two YouTube videos, which is six pieces of content every week, every year. Mm-hmm. That turns out to be six times 50. I can't do math. 300, like hundreds 300. Of pieces. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In about an hour a week. And I got to pay some guy, I don't know, $200-$300 a month to do the whatever. And we edit. So, you know, say $400-$500 a month. So all that to say, that's my system. And ideally, you're going to go, good enough, Yahoo. I don't want to be a podcast guy. How do I do that for me? Well, we got to find out who your customer is. We're going to find out what their biggest pain is, and then we're going to solve it for them. We're going to show them we can help them by helping them, right? So with the podcast, and if you listen to enough of it, it's not like you said, like, oh, I know you don't want to share. I share everything. Like, there's nothing like, well, you got to go to the Clean Profit Method. The only reason I was kind of teasing you earlier, we don't have time. I didn't want to hijack Tim's thing and talk about my product, right? It wasn't that I was trying to keep anything from y'all. Okay, so all that to say, we just want to find out what your customer's big pain is and find a way to show them we can help them by helping them. So give me one of your niches. Break down one of your favorite niches that you'd like more of.
I would say my favorite niche is a 10,000 to 50,000 square foot office building or even a we do some medical facilities.
Let's pick one.
With a name like office. Dirt Doctors, you know, of course. Yeah. Let's do office buildings. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Who's in it? Is it property managed professionally, or are you dealing with the owner of the building?
Well, you know what? We do both. So it seems like more and more property manager.
Who's your favorite? Who would you prefer to deal with?
Favorite is owner operator.
Okay. Here's another
property manager.
Here's another trick. Not trick, but here's another caveat or kind of advanced thing that I want you to get. We're just doing naturally, but I want you to see that we're doing it. We're starting with, if you could have any perfect customer, who would it be? Right? Because if my bait for the podcast was called How to Start a Cleaning Company, I'm going to get a bunch of people looking to start a cleaning company. If my bait is how to take your $1 million cleaning company to $10 million, I'm going to get a bunch of $1 million cleaning companies that want to grow, right? So if my service is helping people start, then I would do that, right? But I'd be frustrated if I'm looking for $1 million owners and my podcast is called How to Start a Cleaning Company, right? They're not going to be the right people. So you have to know exactly who you want to help before you can help them, right? So and don't go, well, here's who showed up, because, you know, who do you really want, right? So if you say, that's a beautiful thing about having these systems, we can create them to attract who I want to attract, right? I used to own a car dealership. I don't particularly like car guys. So I shouldn't say car guys, but like car dealers, right? A lot of them are not my favorite humans, and I wouldn't want to help them. So when I have a podcast called Grow My Cleaning Company Podcast, guess how many car guys show up? Like none, right? So if I wasn't clear about who I wanted to help, it'd be like Grow My Whatever Business Podcast, and a bunch of people would show up. But I love helping owners of cleaning companies. You guys work hard. You're smart. You're just my favorite type of people. So when I have the Grow My Cleaning Company Podcast, guess who shows up? So we want to be really clear. The property manager is going to have a whole separate pain than the owner. The property manager is going to be stuff like, I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to take any risks. I want it to be cheap. That's how he or she's going to make his or her decision. The owner of the company is going to be, or the building is going to be more like, I've got a lot invested in this. I need it to look good. I need it to feel good. I need my client, my tenants to be happier. If I'm doing it, this is my business, and I need my business to be represented well. See how totally different,
right?
Totally different thing. So if you go at the property manager with a solution for the business owner, it's going to be a disconnect, right? And vice versa. So very important we know exactly who we're going to solve. Serve. You said you would prefer the business owner. Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that what you said?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Cool. And again, you started with, well, the property managers are who show up. And we go, hold on. When we're creating a system, we're going to go after who we want. So if the property managers still come with a pocket full of cash and want to throw it at us, well, we'll talk to them, but we're not going to create our systems around them. We're going to create our systems to attract the people that we want. So the good news is you have some commonality with the business owners, right? You're a business owner, so you probably have the same things. These guys own this building. They want to look good. They want to feel good. They want their clients to be happy. They want their employees to not call in sick. You want all those things. So that's a great start. So I would find a way to find out what their biggest pain is. So let's say you want to find specific. So if they're a business owner, I might look for car dealers. That's a very specific niche. I might look for warehouse owners. That's a specific niche. I might look for, like you said, medical. That's managed by self-managed as opposed to a property manager. So each of those are niches, and each of those are going to have a very specific pain, right? The car dealer is going to have a totally different pain than the chiropractic office, who's going to have a totally different pain than the warehouse. So if we don't know who we're speaking to, we can't really create content. Again, if my thing was, you know, Mike's coaching, good Lord, we could talk about coaching baseball kids. We could talk about life coaching. We could talk about relationship coaching. It could be anything, and maybe it appealed to somebody, but it's too broad, right? But Grow My Cleaning Company, we're clear right off the bat what we're going to do and who's going to show up. So first and foremost, we got to identify exactly who we want to attract. Second of all, we got to find out what their pain is. And again, the car dealer pain is going to be very different than the property manager pain. Once we've got that pain, we want to find a way to help them solve it. So I used to have a car dealership, so I'm going to use car dealerships just because I'm familiar with their pain, if that's okay. So their pain is stuff like, I don't want my employees not to show up. I want to charge more billable hours in my service department. I know that customers that stay on the lot longer buy more, so I want them to stay on the lot. I know the better condition my inventory is in, the more people will buy. These are the pains that they have. So I might come, if I was going to sell the car dealerships, because again, I happen to do the podcast and love it, I might start a podcast of how to make more money at your car dealership. And I would guess who I'd interview? Car dealers. And guess how many of my my interviewees would go on to say, well, shoot, could I give you a bid? Sure, why not? Right? Because they're going to get to know, like, and trust you on the, you know, however long your format is, right? So that's a great way. And it's so funny. You ask people, hey, can I take 20 minutes of your time to find out how to sell you cleaning services? Pass, pass, and pass. Hey, I've got a podcast and I'd love to feature you on that. Can I get you 20 minutes to feature? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I would love to do that, right? So boom. Even if no one ever listens to the podcast, that conversation is fantastic, right? And who's he going to share it with? Yeah. All his other car dealership buddies. And then how can I compete with you if I'm Mike's Cleaning and you're Tim Makes Car Dealerships Rich? You know, Tim's Rich Car Dealership Company.com. And you've got a podcast that's about car dealers, and all you do is talk to car dealers, and you've got a bunch of, you know, five ways your facility managers can keep customers in your showroom longer, five ways to make more money in your service department, 10 ways to make sure employee sickness doesn't cost you money this year. If you're going after them with that, and I'm like, hey, I can save you a nickel on your janitorial services, I have no chance. So that's how you're going to create a system. First and foremost, it's got to run all the time. Second of all, you're going to pick a very specific niche that can make you money. We've had other podcasts on exactly how to pick a niche. And of course, that's in the Clean Profit Method as well. And then third, you're going to find out what your niche's pain is and find a way to solve that pain for them for free or in exchange for their email address or some sort of way to follow up. And then you just start giving a tremendous amount of value. I did this podcast for months before I asked for it. I still don't even sell. I mean, I mentioned the Clean Profit Method, but maybe one in three shows, right? I just gave a bunch of value. Mm-hmm. And you guys figure it out. They went, well, geez, this guy's a genius. Why wouldn't I have him help me? Same thing. If you're giving all this value to car dealers and they're seeing you as a resource, and this is huge, by the way, you never want to be a salesperson. They get paid poorly or a cleaner. You want to be a consultant. So you're making that transition from cleaner to consultant. And if you're already consulting them on how to make their dealership more profitable, which is a very high level pain for them, of course, what are they going to use somebody else for their cleaning? Why would they? That's insane. You're their consultant, right? If I wanted to sell websites, it would be super easy. I could be like, hey, everybody buy your website for me. And they go, oh yeah, why wouldn't I buy it for Mike? He's telling me how to put together a website and I got to go tell some web designer how to do it based on what Mike said. If Mike would just do it, that'd be great. I don't happen to want to do websites, but if I did, that'd be great. Same thing with you and cleaning. Mm-hmm. If you're already consulting and bringing value to these people's lives, when it comes to a cleaner, of course they're going to use you. They're going to, oh my gosh, you do all this stuff. Don't you own a cleaning company? Yeah, I do. Well, crap, why don't you bid my thing? Oh, sure, if you'd like. And then you're bidding just you and them. It's not this, you know, cattle call of 38 cleaners out there and you got to come in with some stupid bid. You do it right, you're the only cleaner out there. So I went really fast. Questions, comments, or rude remarks before we hit the lightning round?
No, that's, yeah, that's a good start. What do you want to say? Confirm some things that I kind of thought anyways. So I'm going down the same path actually. So that's good. That's good.
All right. Perfect. Glad I could help, man. Here's your chance to give back. We're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you the chance to share some of your experiences with Cleaning Nation. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
So We'll keep it within the cleaning business, within the business realm. So when I first started my business, I had a friend who's actually a property manager of all things. And he said, my tip to you is pay your people an above average wage and you will have a lot less headaches and a lot less employee turnover. And I have, and it's definitely, I'm not saying I don't have any turnover, that would be ridiculous, but it's definitely worked for me just to pay a little more than your competitor.
We cover that clearly. Step 9.3 Clean Profit Method, could not agree more. And it's not double your competitor. That's insane. But a little more goes a long way. And just show. And it's not even the, believe it or not, here's a quick, you know, adjunct to that. It's not even the money. It's, I respect you. I care about you. And here's one way I'm going to show you. So I just want to be super clear because some people are like, oh, if I pay $10 an hour and I move to 11, I'll get better people. No, you won't. If you love your people 10% more than everyone else and you show them by paying them, that could be a game changer. But if you just throw money at the solution, it'll help a little, but you're cheating yourself. Thoughts?
Yeah. Yep. I agree with that 100%.
Cool. All right. Great answer, buddy. Really appreciate it. Second question. Here's my favorite. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from that and hopefully make different mistakes?
Okay. This happened to me a couple years ago. I had a 26-story building downtown Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I had it for 3 years, which is, you know, I was pretty proud of that.
Sure.
And a couple guys out of New York City came in, bought the building, and I never got to know the new owners. Mm. And they ended up firing my contact, who was like the property manager of the building, or she left, or what, I don't know. She just left. And here I am. They don't know me. There's no relationship built. And they're thinking, oh, we'll just go out and find somebody different, you know. So I basically lost a contract for lack of a better word, just not engaging.
And honestly, that's exactly, that's the opposite of the coin we just talked about. So we say, if you want to get an account, start that relationship 6 months ago. That also goes, if you want to lose an account, stop talking to them today and you'll lose it 6 months from now. So that's like the negative corollary that like, hey, you can make money or lose money. Both sides of that coin can help you or kill you. So very timely, great feedback. All right, last question. What's something super easy that Cleaning Nation can implement right away to make their business or their lives just a little bit better?
So I guess we'll go back to the employee thing again. Once in a while, I just will give out gift cards to my employees, especially the ones that are I consider high achievers, doing making us look good, making their doctors look good. Just out of the blue, little note with that, saying thanks, man, I appreciate you guys go above and beyond, and here's like a little gift card for you. And it doesn't cost me a lot, but it's really appreciated. And again, it shows that you care about your employees. So it's easy to implement.
Anyone listening to this podcast, not writing that down or making a plan to do that immediately, you're missing the point of the podcast. That is so easy, so cheap, $20 maybe. Mm-hmm. So if $20 is a lot to you,
right, we got
no problem.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. The amount's not super huge. And guess what? They're not going to be like, whoa, $25 at Starbucks or at Walmart. My life is totally different. But they're going to be super proud when they go spend that. They're going to tell their friends and their spouse, like, my company gave this. And what you're really saying is I value you and I appreciate you. And I love that you said the key, Tim. You said, with a little note, right? If you just throw money at it, it's the difference between, hey, I went to Dunkin' Donuts and bought donuts. Everyone's going to go, hey, thanks. I like donuts. And hey, my wife and I stayed up last night and made banana bread for you guys, like handmade from my house. Whoa, that Mike really cares about us. So that's just great feedback. I love, love, love that you include the note. All right, Tim, thank you for joining us. Yeah. Thank you for your question. Very helpful, hopefully, to you. I know Cleaning Nation got some value. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Tim's show notes page, and I think there's a special video I made just for you, everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.